I really love the real Christmas story. Angels bringing messages, I like the line in the puppet, which bit of fear not are you not getting? The virgin birth of God's own son, shepherds worshipping, wise men seeking the new king, the king of the whole world. And the puppets just sang some songs that will help us to understand what it was all about. I don't know if you spotted these words. The Heavenly Father so loved the world that he sent his only son down to earth from heaven to show us the love God has for everyone. And as they were singing that, I was thinking, those words are familiar. I'm trying to think where they come from. Hi.
Hey, Stuart.
Yeah?
Over here.
Shh. I'm wondering. I'm wondering where the words of your song came from.
Please don't shush me. I might be little, but I am pretty smart. I know where those words came from. I've got them here.
You got what where?
The words of the most famous verse in the whole Bible.
The most famous verse? I gotta see that.
That's where the words in our song came from.
Have you got them?
Yep, your wish is my command. Here you go.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you for that. Whoa, that is awesome. Actually, before you go,
yep.
I do have another wish. A red Ferrari?
No. Those words are even better than a red Ferrari.
What, these words are better than a red Ferrari?
Absolutely.
That is fantastic. Well, I need somebody to come and read these words for me. Do you want to come out, Naomi? If you stand there, can you read those words for everybody?
For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3 verse 16.
Right, thank you very much. And here's a bar of chocolate for you. I'm going to hang those up because they are really important, most famous verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that verse is about God loving us. It's about God giving us a gift. And the gift is Jesus, God's son. It was the greatest gift and the most costly gift ever. But I would like to know who has had a really brilliant gift. Anybody ever had a really brilliant gift that they've loved? It might not be something expensive, but you've just loved it. What did you have, James? A snow globe. That is pretty cool, isn't it? Anybody else had a gift that they really liked? What did you have? You had a what? Mr. Potato Head. That is a pretty cool gift. I had a soap on a rope once. Never again, please. But sometimes when we get a really treasured gift, it's brilliant for a while, and then we sort of forget about it, and it gets put to one side, and we don't play with it anymore. But I like gifts that do something. That's the sort of gift I like. Like something like a helicopter, or a drone, or something like that. In fact, here comes a drone now. Whoa. And it looks like it's delivering a message. It is bringing a message. Now, who can come and read this message for me? And I've actually wrongly counted the number of bars of chocolate, but I'll bring you one tonight. But can you come and read this? This says an important message for church.
The angel of the Lord said to Joseph, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because
what is conceived
in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 20.
That is brilliant. I'll bring you some chocolate tonight. Thank you. Well done, Ethan. I'll bring you some chocolate then tonight. Sorry. All right. See, God loves to give us gifts, and now we know one of the reasons why Jesus is the greatest gift ever. It was right at the end of what Ethan read, and in fact the girls read earlier on. It said this, because Jesus will save his people from their sins. Now that's a gift that really does something. Because people are trying to do all that all the time. They're trying to do things that are good. They're trying to do things that are right. They're trying not to do things that are bad. But we usually don't succeed. We usually fail, even though we're trying. And we do things like we say hurtful words. Who's ever said anything hurtful to somebody else? And it's upset them. Lots of us have. And sometimes, especially in these days, we end up watching things, maybe on our phone or on somebody else's phone or on the computer or on telly, that we really shouldn't watch. But we do things like that. And sometimes, in fact, lots of the time, we act selfishly. We want to watch what we want on TV. So we say, I want to watch Peter Rabbit. And then your sister says, I don't want to watch Peter Rabbit. I want some, I was here first. So we got to watch Peter Rabbit. Or we look at the washing up and we think, I'll leave that, my wife will do it. I don't want to do that, put my hands in that dirty water. Or we just think, it's all about me. And we really easily do that. But worst of all, we ignore God. We put our fingers in our ears and we say, I'm not going to listen to what you say. In fact, God, I'm going to pretend you're not there, even though you are there. And we just ignore God. And even people in church can do that. When somebody's opening the Bible and reading the Bible to us, we think, oh, I'm not listening. Or that doesn't apply to me. We can do all of those things. But we all know that feeling when we've done something wrong. That feeling of guilty inside. And then we say to ourselves, why did I do that? Or why did I do that again? And that is why the gift of Jesus is such a wonderful gift. Because he frees us from that feeling guilty. Because he can forgive us for what we have done wrong. And then even better than that, he comes by his Holy Spirit and he lives in us so that we can more easily not be selfish, not say hurtful words, say, no, I'm not going to watch that. And so that we can much more easily listen to God. And that's really our first reason why Jesus is the greatest gift ever. But our most famous verse tells us another reason. Now remember when we talked about presents that are really brilliant, and then a little bit later on, they're just put on one side, and then a bit later on, the bottom of the toy cupboard, and we sort of don't know where they are anymore. Now I want to tell you about one of my best ever presents. I was 11, and my mum and dad bought this for me. They bought me a bike. But not that one. It was better than that one. But let me just say, it was rough in the north. That was my back garden, I'll tell you. That was our back garden. Very nice. But I loved that bike because it did something. It took me places. I rode it. I polished it. I oiled it, I adjusted it, I rode thousands of miles on it, and I even stenciled my name up the side of it so it had my name on, and I loved that bike. It was one of my best ever presents. And when I got married, It went to my married home, and I put it in the garage, and then it started getting dusty, and then the tires went down, and I never rode it. And then one day, and you won't believe this, one day I put it in the back of the car, and I took it to the tip. To the metal bin. And it was gone. And that's what happens to many of the gifts that we get. Once they're brilliant, once we love them, and then they end up being gone. But the greatest gift of Jesus lasts forever and gets better and better. See, our famous verse of the Bible said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life," or everlasting life, or life that never ends. You see, feeling guilty, which we often do, feeling bad inside, isn't the only effect of sin. It causes a really, really big problem with God, because God is perfect, God is holy, and that causes a problem. And it shuts us out from everything that is wonderful and good. It says there, shall not perish. It makes us perish from everything that's wonderful and good. It shuts us out from knowing God as our loving Heavenly Father. And it shuts us out from forgiveness, because we can't do that ourselves. And it shuts us out from a wonderful life today, tomorrow, next year, and even after we die. And it leaves us with only awful and bad forever. And the trouble is, we're stuck this side, and all the wonderful things that God would love to give us are on that side. That's a pretty depressing story. We are stuck here and all those wonderful things are there. And we're locked out. We can't get there. And that's really sad. But if we read this, it says, whoever believes in him shall not perish or die to all those bad things, or perish or die to all that is wonderful or good, but that we can have a wonderful life that lasts forever. A life of wonder, of joy, of holiness, of beauty, and of peace. And most of all, of knowing God as our Heavenly Father. And that's what the Bible calls being a child of God. And that's the second reason why Jesus is the greatest gift ever. Now, this term in Kids at Ken, we've been learning that believing isn't just knowing something in our heads. Believing means doing something based on what we know to be true. Acting on something. And our famous verse says, whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. And that means accepting the greatest gift from Jesus. And it means walking through our door. And there's another verse I love in John chapter 1, and it says, but to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to be children of God. But that step, that receiving, is something that you have to do for yourself. I can't say, I'll receive it on your behalf and then you can have it. It's a step you take when you say, Jesus, please be my Lord and Savior, and please forgive me. Now, I need someone to come and open my door and find out what's inside. So who have we got who's not been up yet? Let's have Jemima. We'll get Jemima to open the door, see what you can see inside. Let me just pull that. Can you get the box out? Right, can you open the box and see what's in there? There's a bar of chocolate, and then there is a scroll in there, isn't there? Can you open that? Just slide that off, and then read that to everybody. You go and stand there and read that to everybody.
Welcome, child of God. I am your heavenly Father. You are my child. I forgive you. I love you. I will never leave you. I will give you joy and peace. I will be making you like Jesus. I will bless you. I give you new life that never ends, Almighty God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jemima. And this is what God is saying to us if we accept the free gift of Jesus. I am your heavenly Father. You are my child. I forgive you. I love you. I will never leave you. I give you joy and peace. I will be making you like Jesus. I will bless you. I give you new life that never ends. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? That is pretty, pretty awesome. Let me just pop that back in there. Now we know all of that. How sad it would be if we know all about God's greatest gift of Jesus, but then we remain shut out. All the wonderful things that God would want to give us are there, but we are shut out because we want to ignore God, because we want to do what we want to do. That would be so sad. And yet that verse I said from John chapter 1 said this: to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to be children of God. And that's a matter of receiving. It's a matter of stepping through. And we do that by praying. And I'm going to pray a prayer now that accepts Jesus. It accepts the gift of forgiveness. It accepts salvation. But this is a really serious thing to do. Because if you genuinely pray this prayer, you will be receiving forgiveness for every wrong thing, every sin you have ever done, every sin you will ever do in the future, no matter how many and no matter how bad. But that forgiveness cost the cruel death of Jesus on the cross in your place. We remember that at Easter. And you will be putting your life under the authority of Jesus to love and to serve him always. But if you are serious and you want to accept the gift from God, I'd love you to pray with me now. I'm going to pray slowly, leaving you time to pray silently. So I'm going to pray now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the wonderful gift of Jesus. I thank you that there is forgiveness and new and everlasting life only in Jesus. I know that I have sinned. Please forgive all my sin and bring me into your family. Please help me to love and serve you as King all of my life. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you've prayed that prayer this morning, it's really important that you tell somebody. Come and talk to me. Tell someone today. Talk to your mum and dad. Talk to a trusted Christian friend. But do talk to someone and tell them about that. Because that's the start of a new life for you. A new life in Jesus, with all those things that are written on that scroll in that box being true about you.